السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, with Allah ta'ala's ihsan, with His favor upon the ummat, with the du'as of the people around the globe, in the Haramain Sharifain, in Palestine itself, and all other parts of the world, our Palestinian brothers and sisters and children have had a little bit of breathing time. That bombing which was non-stop, which had destroyed their sukoon and their peace, which had snatched away their sleep and their comforts, with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala over the past few days, at least to some extent it seems to have been restored. But of course, how can those people forget the destruction that took place in the 24 odd days? How can they forget those parents that they have lost? How can they forget the children that they lost? How can they forget those family members that they lost? The other Muslim brothers and sisters and little babies that were lost. When will that construction really come about? Allah Ta'ala knows. It doesn't mean that because people have started pouring in millions and billions of dollars, so suddenly overnight everybody is now comfortable and relaxed. We really don't know how long it's going to take. And as far as construction is concerned, how long it's going to last also only Allah Ta'ala knows. Because over the years we have seen nothing but construction and after a little while destruction by the enemy forces. So we need a lot of nusrat and help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Indeed, we congratulate those brothers and sisters of ours. The resistance that they put up for the protection and safeguard of that Mubarak land. Anyone else would have given up. But as I said, that now it doesn't mean that it has come to the end and everything is going to be a bed of roses now. So we too must become relaxed. Our du'as must continue, our efforts must continue, our help and assistance must continue, and at the same time a reflection of our own a'mal and deeds must also continue. So I will recite again in this majlis of zikr, because I have mentioned this many times, that we misunderstand the different programs. That there are programs for different occasions. Different subjects are discussed. So this is a majlis of zikr for which you have gathered. So let us revive and refreshen our iman. Let us strengthen our iman. Let us build up this bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let us build up in our hearts that muhabbat and the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us get some kind of a connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that when we have any kind of problem, difficulty, and we raise our hands before Allah ta'ala, then the angels also say that, Ya Allah, this voice is very familiar. So accept the du'as of this person. When a person prays to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in good times, then in difficult times Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes to his aid, accepts his du'as. The angels also say this is a very familiar voice. But our condition is this, that if we have good time, then we forget the giver of the ni'mats. And when we are in difficulties and hardships and pain and suffering, then we turn towards Allah Ta'ala. So sometimes those hardships and pain and suffering are intended to bring us to Allah Ta'ala. We get into ghaflat, negligence. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. Only that life is considered to be life, which is spent in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's remembrance. And Allah Ta'ala's remembrance does not mean that 24 hours the person reads tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah. It does not mean that the person only sits in the masjid and continues with his salat and zikr. Remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in the business, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in the home, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala at the time of marriage, at the time of walima, remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the bringing up of the children, remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in all fields and all aspects and all avenues of life. That is remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in the true sense of the word. That what is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala? If Allah Ta'ala is displeased, then we will sacrifice our pleasure for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we go back to that beautiful ashar of dua which you have been listening to many times. But it is very, very appropriate for the times that we are living in and for the difficult situation that Muslim Ummah is facing around the globe. Especially at present in Palestine. But we must not be fooled into believing that it's only happening in Palestine. Throughout the world, so many places, it does not even come to our attention what kind of torture, suffering, pain and problem the Ummah is going through. So many people in different places, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, in Europe, in America, Guantanamo Bay, although they're talking about closing it now. But look at that young person, 15-year-old. Now what can that 15-year-old do? But they had him arrested, 5 years gone, but he's still there. And what kind of torture he went through. See, to scream and shout with pain. So therefore we should make dua for everyone and we should ourselves get up from our slumber and sleep and negligence.
مجھ جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
ND605463 PVB670 ND463. Now these people should have sent these numbers in long before we started. But in any case, whoever's car it is, try and remove them. 605 463 670 PVB and ND 463.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए।
इस दुआ से मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए,
गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए,
मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए,
गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए।
बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए,
सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए,
बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए,
सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए,
मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए,
गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए।
I've explained this many times, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, to live in this world I need support. Every one of us, we need the support of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for our existence. Our life depends on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, everything depends on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's in His control. Go to the hospitals and see in whose control are all the organs of the body. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes the kidney to fail, the bladder to malfunction, and the sight to go, and the hearing and speech to become affected, who can restore it? That is a different issue, that it can be a test, it can be a blessing in disguise, it can be rahmat and a mercy, that sickness, that pain, that suffering. But in whose control is it? Life, in whose control is it? And all the surgeons of the world and specialists of the world and all the scientific progress that man has made and all the technologies now available return the life and the soul of a person. So we need Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every breath of our lives. Every one of us, we know the different experiences of people. We ourselves have experienced so many times in our own lives, how there is happiness, rejoicing, feasting and partying, and suddenly something happens and everything is over, finished. All the smiles are gone, all the laughter is gone, and all the enjoyment is gone. And everybody starts making hi. How many times in our lives, from youth up till now, we have experienced it. The whole group, there's a lot of enjoyment and happiness, and suddenly something happens. Either in that same gathering, or the person gets news of something that has happened to his brother, his father, his mother, his sister, his neighbor or someone, and all that happiness is shattered. Once again, I repeat that it can be a blessing in disguise. What I am saying is that we need Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We need His support. If Allah ta'ala is with us, if we experience that feeling and that bonding with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He is at my side. But when can He be at our side? When we try to please Him. But if we get that experience that my Allah is with me, then the difficulties will come, problems will come, the hardships the person will have to face sometimes in his life. But he will experience within his heart that there is a great, great power that is with him, who is aware of what he is going through and has the power to remove that difficulty, that pain and the suffering. And the person will understand that there is great hikmat and wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in why he is putting that person through that pain, that suffering, that difficulty. So then that person is not going to contemplate suicide. That person is not going to talk about overdosing and overdrugging. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person sukoon in the heart. The pain will be in the body. The person will make ha and oo and ah and everything. But inside the heart, he will know that my Allah is with me. Therefore, you say, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. My Allah, we want your love in our heart. My heart it must be, and it must be your love. Love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart of a mu'min is a very powerful force. It strengthens the person. Bodily he may be very weak, physically he may be very weak, but this love of Allah Ta'ala, this connection, this bond with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it makes him very, very strong as far as his iman is concerned, his yaqeen is concerned. It is something that is not dependent on words. We cannot explain it in words. It's impossible to explain it in words. Experience of a heart, how can you express in words? Million and one times, meaning plentiful times, I have told you about Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. Then he says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat and the love of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, then the vocabulary and the languages of the world, the vocabulary of the languages of the world, they fail to put a description onto that experience. That's the kind of fragrance. So what kind of experience that must be? Where can we even think of such kind of experience? So there is something, it cannot be just fantasy world that they are talking about. We have seen in our Kaabi, in our Mashayikh, that sukoon, that tranquility that they enjoy. That when we sit in their company with all our worries and problems, it seems like ours also vanishes. In their company, we get such sukoon and such peace and such tranquility and serenity that it seems that all our problems and our difficulties and hardships have vanished into thin air. After the program or after the sitting with them, then we might come back. But at that time, we feel like everything has vanished. Why? Because we sat in the company of somebody who has had Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his life. That tajalli, that noor that is in his heart. Now when we sit, then we also get a little bit of taste of that. So if we, with all our worries and problems, and if we can find that sukoon for that little while, then what kind of sukoon they must be enjoying in their heart? If a person goes to an ocean, and from there he gets, somebody brings just one small cup of water from the ocean or from a huge flowing river. From a river that is flowing by sweet water, the person brings one tumbler and gives to someone. And nice, very, very fresh and cool. And this person says, what lovely water, beautiful. So if that one tumbler of water has given him that sukoon, then what kind of sukoon that water itself, the river, must be enjoying? So mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Oh my beloved Allah, I want the shore of the ocean of your love. There is something in the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it brings sukoon in the hearts. There is nothing else that will bring it. And love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you have heard many times, demands obedience. We cannot just proclaim love with our tongues and then ask Allah Ta'ala for His rahmat and mercy just upon those words or just that expression of love. But our zahir and our batin, there is nothing in it that demonstrates that we've got love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our zahir and our batin, our external and our inside. We must stand before a mirror and then see from head to toe that do we have our zahir, our outward, according to Sharia. Then we must lower our head a little and look into our heart and see of the condition of our heart. What is the condition of our heart? So our akhlaq, our dealings, our muasharat, everything we have to check. When we are going to get these things right, our zahir and our batin, then automatically that fire of love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will engulf that heart. But we are not prepared to take the pain on our hearts. We get so many letters from different places. Maulana, I just can't give up TV, movie, adultery, fornication. I can't give up music. I can't give up this. I can't give up that. But I want Allah Ta'ala in my life. But I won't be able to give it up because I'm addicted. But we want Allah Ta'ala. We want sukoon. We want rahmat of Allah. We want peace and blessings. But I cannot give up all these things. So if a person says that he is addicted, he cannot give it up. But at the same time, he wants sukoon also. So how can you get the East and the West to meet? Yes, we will make the effort. So therefore, I tell them that don't say that I'm addicted, I cannot give it up. I will say that I've given it up. Ya Allah, I do not wish to return to it. Then out of your weakness, if you return to it 100 times also, then we'll say at least you waked up your mind that you don't want to return. But then as you make progress, inshallah, that sukoon will come. But if the person says that, no, I cannot, so then how is he going to come out of it? So, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar tumhara, sar hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. Bahar ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. That's the door that we have stopped tapping at, the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In all our problems and difficulties, our mind and our heart tells us, so and so will solve all your problems, so and so will solve all your problems, that country will solve your problems, America will solve your problems, Europe will solve your problems, the Arab world will solve your problems, all the oil wells that they have will solve all your problems. So we turn towards everybody for help, but we forget that door that we should be tapping first. First we should be tapping at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then go and tap whichever door you want as a by way of means. Tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja, tu ho kisi bhi hal mein maula se law lagaye ja, قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. What is not in the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? In whatever condition you are, tap at the door of Allah Ta'ala. How easy Allah Ta'ala has made it to tap at His door. No great formalities, no great expenditure, nothing. Make wuzu, make 2 rakat namaz. And even that is not necessary. Put your forehead in sajda, make 2 rakat namaz and beg Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and see what doesn't happen. But let us make that namaz also a namaz that has got the spirit and life in it. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، دل کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، get up late night، make 2 rakat نماز، 4 rakat نماز، 8 rakat نماز، put the forehead in sajda and light up that heart, bring life into that heart, light it up with noor e taqwa. Nafs and shaitan, our dushman and enemies, distance ourselves from those enemies. Don't please the enemies and think Allah Ta'ala will become pleased. And it is just a lie to say that a person is addicted, he can't come out. That's a lie. Just tell somebody to put a gun at his head and tell him that you are really, really addicted to this picture and to this film and to this Hollywood, Bollywood movie. So switch it on and see what I do to you. I'll blow your head off. So now let's see how addicted you are. Then see how addicted he is. Now where will the himmat and courage come now to give it up? There have been people who have been watching some kind of movie, film, Hollywood, Bollywood, and suddenly burglars and thieves entered those homes. Finished, they forgot everything. All that addiction was gone. They didn't remain to complete the watching of that movie. They should have told those burglars, hold on, we are addicted people. Let us finish this first. After that, you can do what you want. So Allah Ta'ala has given the himmat which we do not want to make use of. We don't want to make use of that himmat. So then for our restlessness, we must blame ourselves.
مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے.
Says in your difficulties, in your غم, in your pain, in your suffering, the whole ummah is going through a great amount of suffering and pain at present. So individually, collectively, whatever the suffering is, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. He is the creator of the means. Who is the one that creates the means? It is Allah Ta'ala who creates the means. So we will make use of the means because it is His hukam and His order that we must make use of the means. But first we must turn to the one who is the creator of the means. So غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. If Allah Ta'ala is with, then what other support do we require? Allah Ta'ala will then put into hearts. Allah Ta'ala will then put into the hearts. Or He will put the awe of that community in the hearts of the disbelievers. The hearts are in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's control. Our actions, our deeds, if they are pleasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will change the conditions. Even though it may be difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering that will come, But it will be in the form of test, like how it came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-i Kiram, the Tabi'een, the Awliya-i Siddiqeen. But did we hear of any Nabi of Allah Ta'ala with all that persecution, all that torture, or any Sahabi of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all that persecution, torture and pain and trouble, that they said, why did I ever accept Islam? What kind of Allah Ta'ala is that? He's not coming to my help and assistance. So much namazes I made. So much du'as I made. So therefore I'd rather take my life or leave my Islam. Did we ever hear of anyone like that? Whoever did that were from the munafiqs, the hypocrites. Those whose iman was just on their tongues, not in their hearts. But show one sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Suhaib radiyallahu ta'ala, Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala, all the sahaba, Sumayya radiyallahu ta'ala, anha, the other women of Islam. So, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye.
Lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, lazzate far yaad toofanon mein hai, kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye.
Lazzat e faryad toofanon mein hai. Just to I explain, we'll stop here for today. This to I explain many times that we must not put ourselves into the shoes of those people who are of that level, of that caliber, who say that I get enjoyment in difficulties, in hardship, in pain and suffering. We are not of that level. We must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for nothing but afiyat and salamati. These are two great ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, afiyat, well-being and salamati. So we will say, oh Allah, I cannot take any kind of pain or any kind of suffering or any kind of difficulty or hardship. My beloved Allah, I'm extremely weak. A little bit of pain and suffering, I do not know what's going to happen to my iman. Therefore, my beloved Allah, don't test me. That is what we must say. Ya Allah, don't test us. And don't even send it in the form of punishment, because you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. So that is what we must say. But if it does come, in spite of the du'as, if it does come, then we must make sabr and we must believe that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His wisdom is sending those tests and trials. And if we are going to remain firm, then Allah ta'ala is going to reward us with the best of both worlds. But here, because these people are great awliya-i siddiqeen, so he's saying, lazzate faryad tufano mein, giving us a lesson that the real enjoyment that a person gets is when he is being bombarded from all sides, and when there is storms that are lashing that boat and that ship from all sides, and there is great fear of that ship sinking and the passengers drowning, at that time see how they make dua. If the ship is in the mid-ocean and it is being lashed by storms from all sides, and every hope has been given up, there is no hope left, everybody is now certain that you are going to drown and the ship is going to sink. At that time, see how the person forgets everything in this world. The only thing that will be in his heart and mind and soul and tongue and lips will be, oh Allah, that Allah will then come out from the depths of the heart. We all have had our experience. When a person is faced with problems and difficulties, at that time when he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala, then it is from the depths of his heart. Much good for it. That means that lazzat and that enjoyment that person gets at that time. But I repeat that we are not of that caliber. So we must not ask Allah Ta'ala for any kind of test and difficulty. We must ask for nothing but afiyat and salamati. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with the best of dunya, best of akhirat. May He remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties of our brothers, sisters and people of Palestine, of Bosnia, Chechnya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia and around the globe. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ۔ یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں، یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں۔ مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں۔ ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں، سرشار رہوں۔ ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں۔ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو۔ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو۔ اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل۔ غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر۔ تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر۔ اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Ya Arhamar Rahimeen Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Rabbana, Zalamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasireen.
my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. 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 My beloved Allah, we are the most sinful of your servants on the surface of the earth. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Our sight, so much of it for your disobedience. Our hearing, so much of it for your disobedience. Our speech for your disobedience. So much of our wealth for your disobedience. So much of our homes are used for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, the great ni'mat of wealth, so much of it for your disobedience. Your very bounty, your very ni'mat, and we use it for your displeasure and for your disobedience. No one else would have tolerated that, my Allah. How loving you are, how tolerant you are, how generous you are, how kind and forgiving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and wear. Mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara rahi, tere siwa koi hamara rahi. There is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, whatever we may be, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, our sins are more than your entire creation put together. My beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not bragging about our disobedience. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Tere saamne hum bikari ban karke haath phaila rahe hai. We have spread our hands like beggars before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars before you. We are not beggars before human beings, we are beggars before you. Ya Allah, you dearly love those who beg of you. If we don't beg of you, you become annoyed and displeased. My beloved Allah, therefore we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, what sacrifices Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so that Iman and Islam may reach us. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suffered so much of torture, persecution, hardships. 3 solid years of boycott and ostracism. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Taif, he was stoned in Uhud. So much of his blood oozed for the sake of the Ummah. Rope put around his neck in the Haram. Ya Allah, intestines of animals thrown on the back of the most pure and pure of all mankind that was ever born. How the angels must have witnessed, my Allah. But he endured that suffering for the sake of the Ummah. Today when he is informed that that Ummah for whom you sacrificed so much, that Ummah for whom you stood whole night in prayers, your feet swell. That Ummah for whom you spend such restless nights and restless days. The Ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, porn sites on the internet, filthy magazines, neglect of Salat in 70% of the Ummah. No haya, no shame, no modesty left. My beloved Allah, what kind of suffering and pain it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the cell phones play the musical tones near the Rosa Mubarak and in the Haram Sharif, Ya Allah. When pictures and filthy films are being watched in the hotel rooms of the Haramain Sharifain. Ha, Mere Allah, we are turning towards you. You love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Overlook the shortcomings of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us and forgive the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, remove our difficulties, pain, suffering and problems, and the suffering and pain and problem of the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Bless us with a life of taqwa and piety. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we enjoy in our hearts the tranquility, the serenity, the peace and the sukoon. Hame apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. Become ours and make us yours. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. My beloved Allah, my Rahim, Kareem Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, remove the pain, the suffering, the problems of our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Those who became shaheed, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, give them the highest stages in Jannah. Those whom they have left behind, the kith and kin, the family members, who are witnessing the destruction and who will now have to face the consequences of the bombardment. Ya Allah, so many of them without light, water, food, shelter. Ya Allah, how long it will take for reconstruction. Ya Allah, unke liye aasan kar de, unki mushkilat ko dur kar de. Unke pareshani aur gham ko khatam kar de. Ya Allah, restore the dignity of the ummah around the globe. Ya Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, whether in Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Ya Allah, any part of the world, with your fazl, with your kindness and with your ihsan, remove those tests and trials and difficulties. There is no other sahara and support for us besides your support, my Allah. There is no one for us besides you, therefore we are turning towards you. All power lies with you. You are all powerful, almighty, all hearing, all knowing, all seeing, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us, my beloved Allah, with obedience of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. گش اجتماعات تعلیم کو قبول فرما، مساجد مدارس خانقاہ کو قبول فرما، all the associations, anjumans and whoever are doing work for the sake of your deen, as long as it is within the parameters of sharia, ya Allah, make it maqbool. Accept, my beloved Allah, the khidmat al-diniya of each and every Muslim. Ya Rahim, ya Kareem, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den or any kind of haram action. Suddenly the visas of life are being cancelled. Ya Allah, don't let those visas of life be cancelled in adultery or fornication or watching some porn sites or some filth. We don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Let the last days of our life be in Madina Tayyiba. Let our resting place be in Baqi. My beloved Allah, تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا، بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی، وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا، وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. یا رحیم، یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف پیرنٹس اینڈ چلڈرن، برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، فیملی ممبرز اینڈ امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بلیس اس ود آل دا گڈنس دیٹ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آسکڈ فار اس، بلیس دا امت ود دیٹ گڈنس، اینڈ فرام آل دا مسچیف کرپشن اینڈ فتناز دیٹ ہی آسکڈ فار پروٹیکشن، پروٹیکٹ اس اینڈ دا امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یو آر ویل اوے مائی اللہ آف دا گڈ وشز، دا گڈ ڈیزائرز، دا تمنا، the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night after the majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. My beloved Allah, we cannot look into every heart and we do not know the problems and difficulties of every individual. But you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the sickness, the suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the difficulties and hardships. All those who are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah, give them shifa. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their suffering with plenty of halal. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e Mustaqim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.